Welcome to the Breaking Point on 91.3 The Edge.
The Edge.
This is a week. What is this? The 11th show this year, I think.
41.
So, yeah, 41th show overall. So that's kind of hype. We're gonna transition here. We got these giant robots that are kind of insane. It's the USA, and they've made this company in California. These engineers who are making these robots who weigh 6 tons.
Oh my God.
And they're standing 15 feet tall. So. I mean, that's not too big. I mean, 15 feet. When you think of a robot, 15 feet's not that big.
Okay, so I'm 6 foot, so it's like
almost... It's like double your height.
It's like 2 or 3 men.
It's like, yeah, so it's like 2.5 my height.
Yeah, so it's not too bad, not too bad. But 6 tons, I mean, it's wide. It's really wide. It's called a Megabot MK, and these guys, they want to make, like, these tournaments. Okay, so have you ever seen the movie...
I know what you're talking about. I don't know what it's called.
Real Steel?
Yeah, Real Steel. Yeah. There you go, yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like that movie, but these robots are gigantic, and these robots have cannons. They shoot. In the video that we saw, which the Adobe Flash Player thing's not working, but they're shooting watermelon. They're shooting these watermelon. They're shooting cantaloupes, and then they've got these machine gun, like, paintball stuff. And I'm just like, what? The future. It's just insane.
What, like, if you could, like... pay for that and go to a paintball place and just sit in that.
I know.
Sit in the robot. Boom.
I think I would kind of want to face the robot. Like, I'd get, like, a group of, like, 20 guys, like, back me up, and we just charge at it.
Just,
like,
against the robot?
Yeah. And, like, somebody pilots this robot. It's like Titanfall. You guys ever seen that game? But, like, yeah, so they sit in the robot, and they control it, like, inside everything, move its arms, move its legs.
That's crazy.
And
is this thing agile? Like, is it dodging anything?
Well, see, it wants to. So Japan has also kind of done this a little bit. So, and they were like, hey, like, we want to do this tournament thing. Let's have you. We'll face you. You'll try to beat us, and it'll be awesome. And Japan's like, that's the stupidest idea I've ever heard. You want two robots in a tournament just shooting stuff at each other? Heck no.
America.
America, yeah. You want these robots just shooting at each other? No, we're going to do hand-to-hand combat. So the U.S. is currently working on, like, a robot to actually move around and...
I feel like that's Transformers. Like,
I know, yeah.
Like, yeah. Because they didn't have guns. Yes, they did.
Yes, they did, yeah. Do you even Transformer, bro?
I try.
Do you transform?
I wish I could transform. That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be cool. But the one concern that these guys have is there's somebody in the robot. So that guy could potentially get hurt. But, you know, in the interview, he's like, no, we're making it so... he is relatively safe, and those are the words he used.
Relatively
safe. And I'm like,
that's trusting.
I would not risk my life to jump in a robot suit just to fight another robot. Like,
I don't know. I mean, I think that'd be a pretty cool story to tell.
It would be, and it would be amazing to watch as well.
That's great television.
Yeah.
Great television, yeah. It's like the new sports.
Yeah, exactly. It's the future. We just came up with it. Future sports.
There we go. You're live in the Breaking Point.
Bot boxing is what we're going to call it.
Bot boxing?
Bot boxing.
Oh, I actually kind of like
it.
TM.
That's good.
I like it. Trademark it.
Trademark
it.
Okay.
It's ours.
And welcome back to the Breaking Point on 91.3 The Edge. Two brand new guests in the studio. So, bye, Parker.
Bye, Parker.
Bye, Parker.
Bye,
yeah.
Parker.
We got Ethan Sellers, co-host over here.
What's going on?
Alex Cruikshanks.
Hello.
And then, I'm sorry, I'm not going to get this right. We got Yana. And then you're going to have to say your last name.
Yana Koshevoy.
Okay, Yana Koshevoy. And she's a foreign exchange student from Germany. Alex is taking her under her wing.
Yep.
Okay. We're going on to this first story, and I just kind of find this funny because they're making such a big deal out of this. Such, like, it's a small change. I don't get
it. It's ridiculous.
Okay. I have another ignorant question to ask to you. Do you have Starbucks in Germany and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
We do.
Okay. Just, I feel like you've gotten a lot of ignorant questions, have you?
Yeah. Someone asked me if I speak German. And if we speak, like, in general, German in Germany, and of course we do. And then someone asked me if we have Apple in Germany, like iPhones and stuff. And of course we do. We have, like, almost everything you have here, just different brands and everything.
Just to see, okay, so that's a PSA out to everyone listening right now. Germany's pretty similar.
Yeah.
Their main language is German. Is it main language would be Germany, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
No, your main language is not Germany, it's German.
German, yeah. See, well, our main language is English, but that's England, so I don't know.
Wait, doesn't...
does Germany, like in Germany, do you guys speak English?
Europe and the UK are different things.
I'm good not like now. Just on a regular basis, just when someone is like when someone American comes up to you and just asks you in English, we can respond to it.
Okay, can you say that same exact thing in German?
Okay. Wenn jemand, also ein Amerikaner zum Beispiel, auf dich zukommt und dich auf irgendwas auf Englisch fragt, dann antwortest du ihm auch auf Englisch.
This is amazing. I'm just flabbergasted. Like, I'm
just, Alex, did you catch that? You understood that?
Yeah.
What?
Alex, you were just, you're on it. There you go. Do you have your girl talk in German?
No.
Okay. Just
she speaks English a lot.
Who will? Next summer when she's coming
to
Germany.
Yeah, I'm going to Germany in June.
You're going to Germany?
That's awesome. That's in June? For how long?
3 weeks.
How long are you here?
3 weeks.
Awesome. Okay. And how long have you been here?
2 weeks.
Yeah, 2 weeks. This is my almost last week. Like,
have you guys been like pen pals, or like did she just like randomly show up one day?
We Snapchatted all summer.
Okay.
She shows up at your door. I'm ready to live here. Okay. You sad to go back, or are you missing home?
Can I repeat?
Are you sad to go back home?
Oh,
or are you
missing home? I am. It's so cool here. I don't want to leave, Alex.
Well, you guys can still snap. Do you have Snapchat in Germany?
Of course.
I'm just kidding.
She just said we snapped all summer.
Jackson.
I'm just kidding. Okay, and so back to the Starbucks story. Starbucks is changing their cups. So you know how they have the red cup?
Yeah.
And now it's like it's a green cup, and they're a little cartoon characters all over the cup.
Yeah,
have you seen
Instagram,
these?
Yeah,
you've seen. Okay, so
did you see Legally Blonde 2?
No, I did not see Legally Blonde.
No.
Oh.
Giannis, you see Legally Blonde? Do they have that? See, they don't have that in Germany.
I bet they do.
Do you have the same movies as us in Germany?
Yeah, but
just
they have different
German
titles. Mostly, they just change the titles.
Oh. What's wait, is it subtitled? Is it like English playing but like subtitled?
No. Have German synchronous and then
das ist dein Lieblingsfilm auf Deutsch.
So wait, so you guys have Tom Hanks speaking in German?
Wait, I've never thought about that actually.
Yeah, we have an actor, like a German guy, and he just talks when
okay, wait, no. Okay, so Ethan's saying like okay, so random movie.
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump.
Oh my god, that's my favorite movie.
See?
That was such a good great job. Great kid.
Wow.
Okay. So we have Forrest Gump, and when we watch the movie here, it's Tom Hanks, and he's speaking in English.
Yeah.
So did they also film a version where Tom Hanks is speaking in German, or it's a different actor?
It's just someone who talks in German, and
it goes right over him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's not Tom Hanks' voice, it's some other dude's voice.
Oh.
Of course.
We're learning things here.
We drive on the right side, too.
No, you guys drive on the different side. I know this. I've been to Germany. You drive on the different side of the road.
Wait, do you drive on the left side or the right side?
No, we drive on the right side.
I know you drive on the different side.
You are literally trying to tell a German that she, like, what she does.
I've been there.
No, we drive on the right side.
She lives there.
Like, England and Australia or something, they drive on the left side, but we drive on the right side.
That sounds so cool when she said Australia. I want
wait,
that accent.
Say it again.
Say Australia.
Australia.
See, I want that. Australia. Like, that sounds so bad.
It sounds so bad?
Australia. Like,
no, him saying it sounds bad.
Oh. Do it again?
Australia.
Now you do
Australia.
It.
Australia.
Australia.
Now you do it.
Australia.
Australia.
Australia?
Australia.
That sounds awesome. Okay. Here's
composer.
Yeah, I know. Dun, dun, dun. Okay. Here's What You Know by Two Door Cinema Club on the Edge. Call in 844-4570. How you feel about these drones?
In a few weeks, I will get time.
It is correct.
Oh,
there's a planet
weird.
68 million light years away that rains glass sideways. Its temperature is 2,500 degrees Fahrenheit.
Do you know how much that is in Celsius?
No. Okay. Celsius?
Oh. Celsius, yeah.
Let's see.
She doesn't know Fahrenheit.
Wait, what was in Fahrenheit?
2,500 degrees.
2,500.
And it also has winds going to 4,500 miles per hour.
I don't know.
Do you have miles?
No, we have kilometers.
Kilometers? See, gosh, goodness.
gosh,
Germany's
dang,
so confusing.
German.
Actually, I'm pretty sure it's U.S. The U.S. is
U.S. Yeah, we're the ones who changed it up.
We're the weird one.
It's 1,371.111 degrees Celsius.
Oh, wow.
She realizes how much that is now.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. A normal day here in America, I was about to say on Earth, but that was just so wrong. a normal day in, America is, a summer day is like 80 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay. And it's today it was around 70 degrees. And like in between 60, 70 degrees Fahrenheit when we walked outside.
And it's 4,500, so that's a lot more for us.
Not to go on a tangent, but do you remember last October, it snowed.
It snowed on Halloween. They had to cancel
it. Yeah, and it's 70 degrees
The year
now.
Before, it was even colder. I remember because I'm in marching band. We're not allowed to wear gloves. Because I'm in percussion. Oh, we use our hands. So we're not allowed to wear gloves. And a kid passed out because it was so cold.
Oh, my God.
And this year, we have kids wearing shorts.
That's ridiculous.
Okay. Hope you guys, Jan, do you like the show?
Yeah, it was cool.
You ever been on the radio before?
No.
See, this is good.
You have a story when you go home and tell it.
Yeah.
I'm on the radio.
Your sister's listening. Greetings to her.
Hey, shout her out. Yeah. Shout her out. What's your name?
My name, Yana Koshin.
No,
her name.
Her name is Aoife.
Okay, hey, Aoife. Hey, Aoife. Okay, hope you had a good time enjoying the show, Aoife, and everyone else out there in America.